Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacidigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Well, the cattle futures market actually finished the week here pretty strong. The April live cattle were up 55 at 120.10, so we closed above 120. For the first time, it looks like really all the way back to the end of February that we've closed up here at this level. There was one point last week where it traded above this. It actually traded up to about 120.82 on March 18th, but then it sold off and closed lower on the day. But we're now below or above the 20-day, but still below the 50-day. We really need to close above about 121 to change some of the longer-term momentum. June live cattle were up 70 today at 121.77. They've just been really struggling to get through this level right here. Feeder cattle were anywhere from 15 to 90 higher, with April up 90 at 145.12. April is now the front month. Because the March went off the board yesterday, which was the last Thursday of the month. Mays were up 75, 149.87. August at 158.45, up 32. And then the hog market extremely strong today, following a extremely bullish report yesterday for the hogs and pigs report. It was 2% lower than expected at 98%, or 2% lower than last year, and also 2% lower than expected at 98%. They're looking for right at 100% last year. So that was bullish, and April hogs were up $1.12 at 100.80.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the inaugural Bowling Ranch Hereford and Red Angus Spring Bull Sale. Coming up Thursday, April the 8th at 12 noon at The Ranch, 9201 East State Line Road in Newkirk, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 60 spring 2-year-old and fall 18-month-old Hereford and Red Angus bulls. To request a catalog, go to bowlingranch.com, or for questions, call the sale manager, Tim Stidham, at 405-742-4553. Don't miss the Bowling Ranch inaugural Spring Bull Sale Thursday, April 8th, 12 noon in Newkirk, Oklahoma.
Today's grain futures had a mixed close. The corn was actually 1 to 6 cents higher. May corn up 6 cents at 552.5 cent. But the beans, on the other hand, were a completely different story. May down 13.75 at $14.50. July is down 13.25 here at $13.91. In November, new crop down 7.5 at $12.07.25. I heard some talk that there was some cargoes being shipped from the east coast of South America to the east coast of the United States. So we're maybe importing some soybeans from South America, and that really put the brakes on the front end of the soybean market. The wheats were about unchanged to 2 cents higher here. The July Chicago wheat up 0.75 cents at 609.25. The July Kansas City up 1.5 at 574.5. Monday, we'll start to really discuss the USDA prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks, which will be out Wednesday, the 31st at 11 a.m. The general consensus is 93 million acres of corn intended to be planted, and about 90 to 89.5 million acres of soybeans, and 45 or so million acres of wheat, all wheat. But that report's on Wednesday, mid-morning. Currently, the stock market's finishing the week up about 140 at 32,640.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.